Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
With us today is Paul Evans, a popular folk singer and also a popular record star in the non-folk area. Just to give you a sample of some of his folk music, let's play a song called Passing Through, as arranged by Paul Evans and sung by Paul Evans.
I saw Adam leave the garden with an apple in his hand. I said, now you're out, what are you gonna do? Plant my crops and pray for rain, maybe raise a little cane. I'm an orphan now and only passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue, glad that I ran into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through. I saw Jesus on a cross on that hill called Calvary. Do you hate mankind for what they've done to you? Speak of love and not of hate. Things to do, it's getting late. We've so little time, we're only passing through. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue, glad that I ran into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through. I shivered next to Washington one night at Valley Forge. Why do the soldiers freeze here as they do? He said men will suffer, fight, even die for what is right, even though they know they're only passing through. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue, glad that I ran into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through. I was at Franklin Roosevelt's side just a while before he died. He said one world must come out of World War II. Yankee, Russian, white or tan, Lord, a man is just a man. We're all brothers and we're only passing through. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes blue, glad that I ran into you. Tell the people that you saw me passing through. Tell the people that you saw me passing through.
Paul, how did you first come across that song?
Probably just by hearing it sung at parties, Al. Most of these songs, I think I've come across the same way.
How much of that is rearrangement by you? How much is as it was?
Well, the reason it says arrangement by, actually I haven't made any special attempt to connive it, you know, to make an arrangement so that I could just put it down as arranged by. Most of it is done because I sing it differently, I guess, than other people do. And I guess that's one great thing about folk music. Everybody has their own versions of different songs.
Well, do you know the story of how that song came to be written and what it means?
Well, all I know about the song, quite frankly, is that it's a new song, and I think folk songs are always being written, and it's just a great, to me, it's a great number. It's very inspiring.
It's an American song.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Written by Pete Seeger, I believe?
I don't know if he wrote it, but I know that he made it popular, and I think the Weavers are the ones really responsible for it.
Do you do many non-American songs as well?
Yes. Of course, folk music goes back so far that has to go back before there was an America.
What other countries do you take your music from?
Well, I make no attempt to take them from one country to another. In this album that we're looking at now, Folk Songs of Many Lands, my album, I have them from Ireland. I have some Welsh folk songs, English, Israeli, as I look, and quite a few American songs.
Well, now, here I see on the album, Wearing of the Green. Now, that's an Irish song from way back, isn't it?
It's an old song, and I'm sure it's one of the bitter Irish songs, and I think it's important to say that when I think of the Irish people, I usually think of a gay, happy people having a ball at a party. But as I look through folk books and I listen to people sing Irish songs, I find that they're very bitter songs. And generally the ones that against war, I've never heard such really biting lyrics. And this song, of course, is as a result of the war there, the orange and the green.
Well, let's hear that song now, as arranged and sung by Paul Evans.
Oh, Paddy dear, and did ye hear the news that's going round? The shamrock's been forbid by law to grow on Irish ground. St. Paddy's Day no more will keep, his colour can't be seen. For there's a bloody law against the wearing of the green. I met with Napper Pendy, and he took me by the hand. And he said, how's Ireland doing, and where does she stand? She's the most distressful country that I have ever seen. They're hanging men and women there for the wearing of the green. And if the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but we'll take root and flourish still, though underfoot is trod. When laws can stop the blades of grass from growing as they grow, and when the leaves in summertime their colour dare not show, then I will change the colour to I wear in my cabin. But till that day, praise God, I'll stick to the wearing of the green. But if at last our colours should be torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from that dear old sod will part. I've heard whisper of a country that lies far beyond the say, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day. Oh, wherein must we leave you, driven by the tyrant's hand? Must we ask a mother's welcome from a strange but happier land, where the cruel cross of England's fallen never shall be seen, and where, thank God, we'll live and die still wearing of the green.
Now, that song sounds awfully anti-British in a way, and yet I see you do songs that are British. It's British Grenadiers.
Well, I guess we try to even the score up here. No, this song, British Grenadiers, we picked for this album because I've never heard the lyrics sung. I've heard it since this album is out, and I probably could have heard it before if I had, you know, looked deep enough, but it struck me when I found a lyric on this that I had never heard the lyric sung before. I know the melody so well, and yet I had never heard the lyric, and it's a great stirring lyric, and I enjoyed it.
Well, how did you find it if you'd never heard it sung before?
This I heard when I was in college at Columbia, and I was at a hootenanny, and we were all sitting down in the lobby of, it was probably Livingston Hall, back in college days, and, as a matter of fact, I heard this song, now that I think about it, first by an Australian boy, and we knew him as an Australian because he always wore that tilted hat with the one side flapped over.
Well, let's hear British Grenadiers to even up the score with Wearing of the Green.
Some speak of Alexander and some of Hercules, of Hector and Lysander and such great names as these. But of all the world's great heroes, there's none that can compare with the out, 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 to the British Grenadiers. When we are
space. Our leaders march with fuses and we with hand grenades. We throw the thunder glaciers about the enemy's ears. Out, 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 out to the British Grenadiers. And when the siege is over, we to the town repair. The town can cry, hoorah, boys, here come the Grenadiers. Here come the Grenadiers, my boys, who know no doubt or fears. From the out, 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 to the British Grenadiers. Bumpers and drink to the health of those who carry caps and pouches and wear the Lupe clothes. May they and their commanders live happy all their years. But out, 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 out to the British Grenadiers.
Paul, you're also quite big in the popular field as well. Do you plan to do more in folk music or more in popular? Or?
Well, right now I'd like to establish myself, of course, back on the record field, and I've had some success, as you mentioned, in it. I had some songs out. Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Back Seat was a big hit for me, and Happy Go Lucky Me. And as a matter of fact, I did have an arrangement of a folk song that was high on the charts here in America, and I believe overseas too, the song Midnight Special, the Southern Jail song. And that was a kick to do because I've always sung this song, and it was nice to see a folk song for me get popular. But again, I have to work on these pop things because right now everybody's doing folk material, and I think it would be too hard for me to establish myself as a folk singer. I think you notice throughout all this entire album, there's no attempt to be ethnic on this album. We've had drums on the selections, and we've used an organ on some of them. And they've been arranged, and there's no attempt to just sing them with guitar and voice. This is the way I feel folk material, and I've gotten into discussions about this with people who love folk material, and they say, yeah, how could you do this with folk songs? Well, this song, Midnight Special, that I had out, had a backbeat, and I just don't see any reason that there shouldn't be a backbeat to it. As a matter of fact, I think if it can bring folk songs to the teenage population more, I think then it's great, and I really enjoyed having this song out. So we know that you'll notice the same thing throughout all these songs, and here they all have some kind of a beat, some kind of instrumentation, a little different than the other one on this.
Well, now, then you're running into the same kind of problem that we do, the sort of overlapping of some folk music with some popular music. How do you define the difference? I mean, how do you decide, just for your own mind, whether a song is a folk song or a popular record?
Well, most, to me, a folk song should be a little more free and easy than a pop song is. Pop songs probably are more contrived than a folk song is, and many of these songs, lyrically, you can't say the same thing in a pop song. I'm sure the lyric of Wearing of the Green, I couldn't get away with in a million years if I tried. And some of these songs, I think later in the show we're going to play Mr. Hangman, and you'll notice when we play that, the lyric, it is a love song, but I mean, it's strange. It's a strange love where this fellow sings that he's about to be hanged, and he sees his mother coming along, and he says, "Mother, will you save me, or have you come to see me hang?" She says, "Yes, I've come to see you hang." And the father says the same thing, and then finally his sweetheart comes and saves him. And this is a very strange love song. I don't think you could get away with that in a new pop song.
Well, do you do any topical songs, as long as we're talking about this kind of lyric? I mean,
none of my own. I've done them. There's, as I look through the album, there's nothing particularly topical in the album. There's no reason that there wasn't. I don't shy away from them. I do them when I do a club date, and they're usually a good crowd getter-upper, you know.
Yeah.
Gets them stirred up, and they're fun to do.
Usually on these club dates, do you do anything noticeably different than your records? I know we were talking to Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Paul Stuckey made a point of how different his concerts are than would appear from his records. Do you generally stick to the music, or do you clown around some, or what?
Well, I clown around. I don't usually, when I do a concert, I don't usually have anything prepared. And occasionally I'll stutter and I'll stammer. But I find that in concert, not at clubs. Now, in clubs, people, I guess there's a more sophisticated audience in any club, any place, than at a concert. Now, concerts are more free and easy than are the club dates.
Well, let's take a break for a moment to get this message through, but we'll be back talking to Paul Evans, popular folk singer and popular music star, on Folk Music Worldwide, on Radio New York Worldwide. Well, now back to Paul Evans. Paul, how did you first learn about folk music? How did you get started in it?
I got started in it because my sister, although never really a professional folk singer, I mean, she never did it as a living, she taught me how to play a guitar and how to sing. And
did you get Mr. Hangman from her, or is that another?
Yes, this happens to be one of the songs that I've always sung, I guess. Quite a few of these songs are songs that I've been singing for a long, long time, and had the opportunity to put them in an album and did so.
Well, let's play that song and then come back and try and get some sort of further background on it.
All right, fine.
Slack your rope, Mr. Hangman. Slack it if you will. I think I see my father coming over yonder hill. Oh, Father, have you brought me gold? And have you paid my fee? Or have you come just to see me hanging from the gallows tree? I have not brought you gold, nor have I paid your fee. Yes, I have come just to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, Mr. Hangman. Slack it if you will. I think I see my mother coming over yonder hill. Mother, have you brought me gold? And have you paid my fee? Or have you come just to see me hanging from the gallows tree? I have not brought you gold, nor have I paid your fee. Yes, I have come just to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, Mr. Hangman. Slack it if you will. I think I see my sweetheart coming over yonder hill. Oh, sweetheart, have you brought me gold? And have you paid my fee? Or have you come just to see me hanging from the gallows tree? Yes, I have brought you gold, and I have paid your fee. I couldn't bear to see you hanging from the gallows tree.
Paul, before we talked about that song and we mentioned the material and the lyrics, now that we've just heard it, I'm just wondering, where did that song come from originally?
Well, this is one of these strange things that I love about folk material. I really don't know where this particular song comes from, because I've heard the same lyric vaguely, the same thing about this poor chap who's going to be hanged, and again, you know, spurned by everyone but his sweetheart. I've heard it in Irish folk songs, I've heard it in Welsh, I've heard it from the European countries. This, I believe, is very American, this particular version. But that's so great about folk songs, I'll pick up maybe a new book, or I'll hear somebody singing, and I'll say, I know that song, why do I know this song? Then I realize I've heard it, but in an entirely different form, but the same story. That's what's so great about these folk songs. These stories have lasted for years and years.
Do you enjoy doing these folk songs more than pop music?
I get a different kind of enjoyment out of it, because the audience, for instance, is different on the pop music. Basically, my audience thus far in pop music has been almost strictly a teenage audience, whereas what I've gotten out of these songs, out of pop songs, I basically have gotten commitments to do teenage shows. But through this folk album, for instance, I've gotten commitments to do concert work, which has been basically a college crowd. And there's a different kind of appreciation. I suppose that college audiences are generally quieter than teenage audiences.
But I imagine no less enthusiastic.
No, I know. Gee, I did a show up in Canada recently. It was funny. I was up in Fredericton in the middle of the winter. You see, I get jobs in Florida in the summer and Canada in the winter. And we were up, and it was a record-breaking low in Fredericton, 37 below zero. And we were up there, and we did a show, and it was freezing. Golly, we got up there. There were no hotel reservations made for somebody had goofed. So first we had to find a place to stay, and it was freezing up there. So finally, with my teeth chattering, I worked to an audience. It was a college. I believe it was St. Thomas's up there. And they went crazy. I guess they appreciated the fact that it was so cold and that it was hard to work. We were indoors, and I guess the heating wasn't working because it was still cold. I think the only thing that kept me warm was the warmth of the crowd, and that was really a stirring, enjoyable performance for me.
Well, this has been a stirring, enjoying performance for me. I'm afraid we're out of time. I really enjoyed interviewing you, and I want to thank you very much, Paul Evans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So long.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.